Praise the Lord. If that's what you want to do, worship Him until the very end. But there's no end. Sorry, I disappoint you. It's going to be forever and ever, eternity. You might worship Him here now because this is the opportunity in this side of time. Once this is over, then. But this is where it counts. See? Because once we get there, you know, everybody's going to worship, like it or not. I mean, but this is where you show, you know, how to be faithful to God. We just sound a song, thank you, musician. We just sound a song saying, you know, I want God to transform me, to change me. But He requires one thing, faithfulness. We all want to be changed. We all want to be transformed. But what are you going to put in this? See, it depends on you. God is ready. It's been ready. The rapture is overdue. What He's waiting on? On Himself? No, on you and me. To get ready and be faithful enough to do what we're supposed to do. And kind of that is where we're going tonight. Because He was singing also that song. He says, there are times, you know, terrible times, you know, coming in. And this is the time for those terrible times. This is the time that you should know where you're standing. This is the time that you know where your foundation is. Not only where you're standing, but where you're going. Because what good it is for you to stand in the message of the hour, to know what you know and don't know where to go, or in what direction you're going to move. So you're going to need just to know where you're standing and know where the goal is at. You need to fix your eyes on that goal and don't let nothing move you from that goal. But the rock, we just saw the rock, is your foundation. And that foundation is the truth. Jesus says, I'm the way, the life, and the one, and the truth. He is the truth, and that is your foundation. Because everything else is going to be shaken. The only thing that is going to remain is what? The truth. The word is the truth. So we need to know, you know, the truth in these days. Can we stand? So we have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we love you. Thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you with the saints. Father, we know that it is you that we come to see. It is you that we desire. It is you that we're longing for. And you will not disappoint us tonight. Father, you know what we have need of, and you are faithful to do that for us, to give us that. Father, because we need it, and you know that if we don't have what we need, then we no change. But I'm glad that you know exactly the word that we are going to receive. Each one may be a different situation, different levels of spirituality. But everybody we receive according to what God has purposed tonight, Father. We thank you for this church. Thank you for the pastor. Thank you for the deacons and trustee, everything that you have provided for us. Father, there's many people now that they're not even stable. They don't even have a place, but in the world sometimes there are people that are being persecuted. But we thank you, Lord, because we have a place that we still can come, lay it at your feet, and let us instruct us about life, Lord. Your word is life to us. Now, Father, I will set myself aside and let you use this vessel, Father. Do as you please. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you these things. Amen and amen. Amen. You can be seated. So that is our foundation. We are living in terrible days. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, perilous days, dangerous days. And Brother Branham is saying that we have arrived 60 years ago, over 60 years. If he said that that's where we are, where he was then, can you imagine where we are today? Amen. Let me get this open up here and get going. So, because we're living in social days, it behooves us to know what the truth is. It is too late to be following fables, theories, ideas of men. This is a time that we should make sure that what we are following is the truth, and only but the truth. Because that is the only one that is going to remain. All things shall pass away, but not his word. If you are a word, you cannot pass away. If you were a spoken word before the foundation, you were in his mind, you cannot pass away. But you have to be sure of your calling and your election. You have to be sure that that is where you're standing tonight. Amen. Just continue praying for our pastor. I guess he's taking his time. Maybe I need to take my time next week too. In time of refreshment, you know. R&R. Rest and what? Restoration, relaxation, whatever it is. All of those I need. So, John 18:18. We're going to start from here because the truth is our foundation. It's something today that we need to concentrate is in the truth. Everybody's looking for the truth. But you know what? Join you and me together. If one thing is important today, the truth is what unites us more than anything. Because we had the same word, we had the same spirit, we had the mind of God, and once we have that, then we can walk together. Amen? Because we are thinking together, and we are talking together, we have the same kind of conversation, the same kind of thoughts, and that is the only way we can come together and be united in these days. John 18:38 says, Paulus said unto him, what is truth? And when he has said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no faults at all. The question is, what's truth? Then he turns around and he says, I don't find no fault. You know, God cannot find no fault in you. But you know why? Because you are the truth. You are the word spoken from the beginning. There is no fault in the word of God. The word of God is perfect. You say, but I do this. It doesn't matter what you do. It do matters because there's consequences. But one thing is, I'm standing in the word, and the word is perfect. And there's no fault. When Jesus went to, he was being examined by Pilate. You were examined there because you was in him. So if they didn't find no faults then, they cannot find no faults today. He already went to his judgment. It would be double jeopardy to try you again for the same thing. You have been tried already. You pass and you're good to go. But you need to know that you're standing in that truth. What is truth? It says. Because that is what is common to all of us. That's our base. And that's where we start. Brother Brown says, God provided a place of worship. And now, at the end times, I mean, that was 60 years ago, we are at the end times. I think we are beyond end times now. We see the things happening the way they are. There are great warnings among the elect people of God. Great warnings, terrible warnings. He doesn't specify them, but I know there's a great warning to follow the truth. The warning is that they elect shall not be deceived. It will be that close. But the elect cannot be deceived because they have the what? The truth. But he said it's a great warning among the elect of people of God to find what is right. It behooves you to find what is right and follow that. Forget about your mind. Forget about your ideas. Forget about my ideas. You better find out what's truth and what's right and stick to that and follow that. It's too late to play. Find it and seek that. With all your heart, with all your body, with all your soul, with all your strength, seek the truth. He says, and behold us now that somebody, warning among the elect people of God to find what is right, and it behooves us to know that, not only to find it. There's a lot of people that come to church and they find the truth, but the truth never get in them. You know, you need to, because you believe in, you know, in this and that, and we believe in Brother Branham and this message, that's not enough. We need to know, see, be able to know that. And to know is not just passive things, you know, like, okay, I know. oh, the pastor told me, so I know. It's more than just being passive. To know is to pursue that, to seek that, that understanding. But don't worry about it. You have the Holy Ghost. You will understand it. He says, now, not somebody theory, but to know what is truth. What the Bible says is the truth, because it will be too late one of these days. It's too late to not know where you're standing. I'll tell you what, it is too late to not know where you're going and who you are and what you are. You got to define yourself today. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the night. I might get in an accident and die tonight. You cannot say, but I have time. I'm still here. Yeah, okay. For how long? Can you give me a kind of an idea how long you're going to be? I don't know if I make it home tonight. I don't know if I drop dead here with a heart attack. But don't worry. You know, I got you guys that believe in healing. Hopefully you come and don't give me mouth to mouth, please. Go to the bathroom and get the plunger, and it will cover the mouth and everything, and you can pump me. No. Anyway, my wife is here. She can do that part for you. She gladly, you will? Gladly do that part. So the Bible says the truth, because it will be too late one of these days for us, and this may be. But if you are sure, you know, like the Bible said, be sure. Be sure. See, because we are standing in a sure foundation. The Bible said that foundation is Christ, the rock. And those that are standing in that foundation, the Bible said, get away from what? Iniquity. Iniquity is just being faithful. You know what you're supposed to do? Do it. See, it's not only to know, but it's to also put it in practice. Because to know, I mean, a good preacher, you know, you can preach all you want, but if you cannot live what you preach, what good it is the preaching? If you know the Bible, you know the message, what good it is if you cannot live it. So to know it is not good, it's just to put it in practice. I mean, the world is looking for some truth. And the Bible says, and Brother Man says, the only God that will not see, the only truth they will see is right here. At your work. At home, you are a God to your children. You are a God to this world. You are the only God they're going to see. And the way you act, it will determine maybe someone's destiny. So it's not only to know something just because head knowledge, but it's also to walk your talk. Like Brother Man said, I like to see a sermon leave than preach. And you do it every day. You don't realize this, but the world is watching you. Your children are watching you. And you're supposed to be responsible to shape them and mold them. Then later on in life, something turned out wrong. Don't blame the church. Don't blame the preacher. You are the one responsible to shape the next generation. Amen. So the way you do your work faithfully, God will take out the rest. Now, let me read another quote here. It says, even made clear by prophecy. Then John prophesied, was vindicated of God's own order. Watch how perfect. The Bible said, the word of the Lord come to the prophet. And Jesus was the word, and John was prophesying of the coming of the word for fulfillment. And Jesus, the word, came to the prophet in the water. Oh, how beautiful, how unfailing is. See, prophet saying, I am the voice of the word. They said, what must we do? See? Now, if that was the whole thing, and that was the word residing in John, you know, he has the voice of the word. You know, he was the voice that pre-run the first coming. If that was all, then that happens. But see, that don't stop there, because then we have Brother Branham that comes in. And he was going to run the second coming of Christ. Then he becomes the voice of the word. But if we stop there, then what? That's already happened. This is not a one-man show. It wasn't. But the Bible says over here, let me, exposition of the seven church ages, Laodicea says, oh God, it still has a voice for the people of the world. Okay? Even as he has given a voice to the one, to the bride. The voice is where? The voice of truth is where? What do we want to make Brother Branham, you know, the voice? He did his job. He brought the word. He took us closer to the heart of, you know, our fathers. But is that the end of everything? The truth is that you have the word. You have the truth. And the truth is in the bride. And we have said, as we talk more about it later. Now, exposition says, and here's the secret of this. The word is in the bride, as it was in Mary. It says, the bride has the man of Christ. Not only the word, but the man of Christ. So she needs to know what to do with the word. Because you don't know what to do with the word. You don't have no, unless you have a revelation, what are you going to do with the word? So you have to have the mind of Christ. So in order to handle the word, one thing is for sure, we need to have the mind of Christ. So what happened to my mind? Just toss it out. Because that is the problem in church. Yeah, the truth is the word. And if you have the mind of God, then we should be saying the same thing, right? You know what the, you know, force and the thing is? There's two minds. There's two cooks in the kitchen. One had an idea and one had the other idea. But what is, what the truth is? I don't care about who is right or wrong. I want to know what the truth is. The things that happen in church is because we all have a voice. Now, if that's the voice of the word, you know, as given by the Holy Spirit, by the man of God, or it is our own voice. If it is your voice, we're in trouble. If it is my voice, my ideas, we are in trouble. We are sinking ships right there. So the bride says, the bride has the man of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. In order to know what to do with the word, that is the truth, you have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have the mind of God, of Christ. So that means we have to die to ourselves, to our ideas. Because that's what gets me in problem, is my ideas. Your ideas, I don't want them. I don't even want mine. I want to know what he thinks in the matter, and I want to do that. Even if I don't understand why. Because you don't have to understand, but you have to believe. Says he once done with that word. She performs the command of the word and his name, for she has, thus said the Lord. How many of you guys, you don't have to raise your hand, have used that word lately, thus says the Lord? Not too many. You know why? Because you're not sure yourself. I just told you the voice is in you. I just told you you have the truth. You have the Holy Ghost. So what can you say, that said the Lord? If you cannot say, that said the Lord, to something that you think it's for sure is not God, you start shaking your heads and you start looking at me like, listen, do you have the voice of God in you or not? Do you have the mind of God? Then you got, that said the Lord. But if you got an argument with somebody else and you cannot say, that said the Lord, then it's not God. That is going to go determine if you have the truth or not. I was talking to my brother one time, my older brother, about the water baptism, you know, years ago. And he has this idea about water baptism. He's been in Christianity since he was born, and he has these ideas by now. You know, after 70 years old, that tree already set, you know, anyway, left or right. So, we started, and I gave him what I think it is, the Bible says. When we finish discussion, and he told me his idea, he says, it doesn't matter. Well, this is what he told me. It doesn't matter how you are baptized. I said, oh, okay. Why you say that? Because God already, you know, I know that either by fire, like John said, you know, Jesus said, by fire, by water, You know, it doesn't say, alone you are baptized. I said, but that don't make any sense. But anyway, one thing right now. Can you say, that said the Lord? That's all I could have come up with. I told my brother, if that's the truth and you believe it, can you say, that said the Lord? But he didn't know what to do with me or with that. But see, if you have the word of God, you should not be afraid to say, brother, thus saith the Lord. If it comes from him, and it's the truth. You know, we're still kind of conditioned like, I don't know if I'm sufficient or I am, who I am I? But you are a walking word. You're an attribute. You know, so we still, at this time that we are living, the end times, we should be standing tall. And then when the trouble comes, when Satan comes as a flood, we should stand. And said, what we don't, if this is something that is just me, I think you guys are quiet and looking at me. Like you never heard this. He says, you have the mind, you have the word, and if you have a word that comes from God, now you cannot reason these words. You cannot reason the mind of God. If there is God, there is no God. If it is you, we know that that's God speaking to your heart. What can you say? That said the Lord. I'll come back to that. Just let it kind of settle there. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit and it come to pass. Okay, you need healing. I'm going to pray for you. And if I said, in the name of Jesus, thus saith the Lord, receive your healing. What did the Bible say? What did Brother Brown says? The Spirit will come and do what? And quicken what? If it is his word, he will vindicate it. That is the whole key. That if it is his word and you know that is his word and he using you and leading you, you don't have to be afraid because it will be vindicated. You know, I'm not here because me. God gave me a gift, whatever it is, small, big, I don't care. The thing is, it needs to be vindicated. If not, I'm just pretending to be something that I am not. I don't care if I preach the message, but there's a lot of message believers, but a lot of pastors and pulpits that you're being pretending to be something that they're not. The thing they are, I don't know who they are, but I know they are. Not everybody that proclaimed to be is. So, I'm not here to pretend. In fact, I don't want the job. You want it, you can have it. I'm not here because I want popularity, because I want to be, you know, something. I'm here because he put me here. I didn't choose to be here. I didn't ask to be here. He just put me here. Now, if there's a gift in my life, then I can stand here because he can take that gift and drive it. I don't have to drive. You drive, you call, you drive. And if that gift don't work, then it's not from God. So I'm not afraid to stand here in this behind this pulpit. So, because there's a gift. And you need to understand that you are also, you have gift. Kenny, you think Kenny's going to sit here knowing that he don't have a gift? He can have a talent. I have a talent playing. But that's not enough. You need to have something else to drive you, that the Holy Ghost will drive you. And then you see the result of a yield vessel full with the Holy Spirit, being driven by the Holy Spirit. Why? The people respond. That's a vindication. They respond not to Kenny. They respond to what? To the gift. And he has nothing to do with the gift. He cannot control the gift. He yields the gift. I yield the gift. But who controls the gift? You guys, and God will vindicate the gift. So the word is named for she has, that said the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit and it comes to pass. When this is supposed to happen? Since you guys are smarter than I am, how long are we waiting for this? We are at the end. We are past due. When this is supposed to happen? Then the word is quickened when she knows, when the bride knows who she is. When is that going to be? But if you don't try it, you know, if you don't try anything, you never fail. But you will fail doing nothing. I would prefer to fail doing something. See? I don't want to be afraid. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit and it comes to it. Like a seed that is planted and watered and comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Those in the bride do only his will. So we're not talking about nothing crazy. It has to be the will of God. And that, how do you know the will of God? By the word. No one can make them do otherwise. They have, that said the Lord, or they keep still. So we do have, that said the Lord. And if we don't, we just sip it up. That's all it is. But you need to know when. Do you think we have come to that, you know, place? Have you come to that place? Have we come to that place? Have you come to the place to know who you are and what you are? Have you come to that place? Said, those in the bride do only his will. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus said the Lord or keep still. They know what is, and it has to be God in them doing the work. See? For sure. You have to know your calling. You're not your election. You have to know that it's God speaking to your heart. Not to your mind. To your heart. See? They know that it has to be God in them doing the fulfilling his own word. Now, that's why we are here. What is your purpose being here in life? To fulfill his word. You need to know what that is. God has a purpose for each one of us. What is your purpose? Then it was, you find out what is your purpose, then you can be, fulfill that purpose. My purpose here is not to eat and breathe and take care and, you know, and do all these things and work. I have a purpose. And I'm fulfilling my purpose. If I'm fulfilling my purpose, and that is his will, then I have that said the Lord. But he made me sure that that's his, not my mind. His mind talking. He says, they know that it has to be God in them doing the work, fulfilling his own word. Now, that is what we are doing. We are finishing the work that Christ started. Now, what part of that work you got to do? I don't know. I know what part I got to do. But do you know what part you have to do? We need to finish the work that he started, and we will finish the work that we started. Now, do you understand what is that work? Because if you don't, you don't do it. You go through life, to rule, we come to service, we do one thing, and we come to, we go to work, and we go to home, and we come, and what we are supposed to be fulfilling. We need to seek God, find out what is my election, what is my calling, what is my gift. What is my position, my place, and what I supposed to be doing? And then be faithful in doing that. We are not here just breathing until he comes so he can take us. They say work to be done. And you need to know what work he called you for. I need to know what work he called me for. How big and how small. It says, and it has to be God. Brother Branham, sometime he was in the praying in the line. He was praying for people. And sometimes he gets to a person that he will not see anything or perceive anything. And he will say, just God bless you. You know, he will not say anything else. He will not pray. If he cannot see, if God cannot show, he will not speak. He just said, God bless you, sister, and then move on. So the same thing with you and I. If the Father don't show you, then you cannot make a decision what to do with that. So, and that is just simple. Christ says, I don't do nothing until what? The Father shows me. Are you and I are in that position? Because that has to do with his purpose. If he wants me to do something, he has to show me. And if he shows me, he's also the one that is going to fulfill the purpose in my life to do. So, are we going through life waiting for the rapture and that's all I had to do here? What is your part in this message? What is your purpose in being here tonight? What is your purpose in life? To get married and have children and, you know, get old and then die and, you know, resurrection time or whatever. Maybe it comes before that. I don't know. I think there's more to this than what we're thinking. Say, that said the Lord, and they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the work, fulfilling his own word. He did not complete his work while he was in earth, minister. So now his work it in unto the what? The bride. Have you found yourself being led to do certain things? Or we just go to school and homework and I go home and go to sleep. Eat, go to sleep. Get up the next morning. Have you been feel led to? Brother Branham felt led. Even he was going to take that airplane. And the Spirit says, no, just walk. Now I know what you're saying. Oh, well, I'm not Brother Branham. That was his calling. And what is yours? I mean, are you going to put this on one man only? What about the bride? You know, the portion of the bride. What about God leading you? What about the Spirit leading you? You know that Brother Branham was in the Spirit but 99% of the time? And what about you? And what about me? What percent of your time you are in the Spirit? I'm just asking questions. I'm just as dumb as it is. I'm asking questions. Because we got to get to the point that we are going to be led. And life is going to become not important. Something has to take place. As long as we think that, you know, my fulfillment is this, just work and have children and eat and sleep, that is not what life is all about. He says, I'm just trying to challenge you. I'm just trying to shake you. Are you trying to move you? Are you trying to see what you're going to do with this? That's all. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to see what are we going to do. You know, I'm tired to just come to church and hear sermons. I want more than just come to church and hear sermons. Are you tired? If that's all you want, but then you have it because that's what we got. I need to start figuring out, and I don't have to figure, but I want to be more than just the hearer of this word. If not, I want to be a doer. Whatever part has to supposed to do, that's what I want to do. How small or how big. He says, he did not complete his work while in his early ministry, so now his work is through the bride. She knows that, for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. What's that? Well, we kept saying, well, we're looking for the last one so we can leave. That's all it was? Looking for the last one? God did more than just looking for a last one. Go and read your Bible. That's our example. He healed the sick. He preached the gospel. You know, he only didn't just, you know, did one thing and one thing only, looking for the last one. I think it's more than just looking for the last one, even though that in the process of looking for the last one, like Brother Doug says, we go into the woods and it's another looking for one that is lost. But if we find somebody else that is lost, hey, a bonus. That's fine. He said he did complete his work while in early ministry. So now his work is through the bride. She knows that. She knows that. She knows that. Do you know that? Do we know that? For it was not yet time for him to do certain things. Now he's going to do them through the bride. But he will not fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this specific times. What is that? Well, we have to have his mind and his spirit. We need to, you know, God will lead us and guide us to the things that we need to do, even though you will do them and you didn't even know you're doing it. But when you do them and you find yourself in the midst of that, you're going to say, wow, what was that? So I guess then we have to be in a frame of mind that to be led at any time in any given place. Right? So our mind should be always, you know, talking to him. Our minds always should be finding out what, Lord, in this situation, what do you want me to do? When your boy gets sick, when he gets hit, when something happens, Lord, that's part of, but it's more than that. John 18:38. So he said, please say to him, what is the truth? Now, here's the definition of the truth that I got from the dictionary. The truth, as thought in Christianity religion, respecting God in the execution of his purpose through Christ. Some people today, they think you're crazy. That's not respecting, you know. And you say, but this is what I believe, and this is what God, in my life, this is what the purpose. But people think you're crazy. I mean, they thought he was crazy. But it says, execution of his purpose to Christ and respecting the duties of a man. The duties of a deacon, the duties of a pastor, the duty what God has called that man to do. See, the thing is to respect. I talked to you about respect last week. Respecting the duties of a man. Opposing alike to the superstition, misconception of the Gentile and the inventions or creation of the Jews and the corrupt opinions of precept of false teachers among Christians. So, either we have the truth or either we don't have the truth. Now the Gentiles, they were called dogs. I mean, those guys were after anything, idol, worshiping, all kind of things. And the Jews, you know, they were in their own, you know, frame of mind. You know, they thought they knew it all. So when Christ came along, they missed it all. Because they had a perception of how things should be. They had it all figured out. If God come, he come this way, he comes to us. You know, but he came into a manger, right? So they got blind. So you know what? The same thing with us. If we're not careful, we can be blind because we come expecting something that we already fabricated in our minds. Really, I don't know what is my next step. I don't know what God wants me to do. But I'm willing and I'm waiting to see what I need to do. In the meantime, I'm working and I do the things that I got to do. You know, but always in the frame of mind that if God is going to use me, I got to be ready. That requires one thing and one thing only. That you have to be ready to be used. So, if you're having an argument at that time, you think God can use, if you're having a fuss, you're fussing with, you know, a brother, sister, a wife, if you're having a bad time at work, and if you're not acting the way God expects us to act, you think God can use us at that moment? I had this thing in my mind, I don't know. So, you know, I'm here because one of the things is to help my family. Right? In any way or shape I can. But I had to be ready. So that means there are certain things that I will not do. Hey, I made mistakes. But there are things that I will not want to do because if something happened at that moment to my family, I had to be ready to help. And I had to be in the kind of mind to help. But if you and I are not prepared at that point and something happened, of course, we can make it up because God forgive me, you know, let us. But the thing is, to walk ready to be used. So that means you there's something that has to be done. That means that you have to be all the time in a time of a frame of mind, you know, shunting out everything that is not God. How can I work, you know? I remember the first time, when the second time I received the Holy Ghost, the first time or the second time, you know, a refreshing, it lasted me a whole week. I couldn't do no work. I went to work. I understand how that works. It just don't work. I don't know how Brother Branham did it. But I found myself that you can slap me, you can kick me, you can spit on me, and I will just kiss you and embrace you, and a week would have went on. You know why? Because that was being, you know, in the Holy Ghost. That's what happens. I don't know. And I'm talking to people that have experience with God. This is not my own experience. But I have experienced that. Now, one thing is for sure, you cannot do work when your mind is gone. My mind was gone all that week. I tried to do a few things, and I did a few things, but I tell you what, I still don't know how Brother Banner handled all this stuff. Anyway, he got weak and he got dizzy and they had to carry him out. That's how bad it gets. But I don't think we're gonna get that far. I don't know. It says, now in 1 John 2:19 said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they has been of us, they would not thou have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So see, the Gentiles, the Jews, Christ knows who is his own. He kept seeking to his own. And the one that are predestined will know. And if you profess and you believe that you have been predestined, that you were in the mind of God, then there's nothing to worry about. Because your life will manifest that you are called and the purpose you call for. If it's not, then it's trouble. But see, I believe that I was one of them. And I believe that I was predestined for this time, for this day. So I don't have no doubt in my mind. But if people have doubt, they will leave. Like these people. There's people in this message, after some years, they leave. Weren't they sure of what they believed 30 years ago? Weren't they sure? People come and people go. Are they sure of the truth or not? If they are sure of the truth, then there's no running. You know, the reason I come to this church, and I decided to come to this church 10 years ago, even though I knew Brother Dub 20 years, is because I haven't seen yet, in this town at least, you know, the word preached the way it's preached in this pulpit. If there was another place, I will go. But not just for changing. It has to be better. If you have something better than what we had, then show me. But right now, I have not found any other place that the scriptures, you know, be preached the way it's been preached. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about your pastor. But that is the only reason I'm here. So I decided that I'm going to be faithful. See? Like I was faithful 14 years in someplace else. I not go to churches to decide, you know, if I don't like it, I'm out. I'm not that kind of person. I never doubt. If God brought me here, this is his way. This is his purpose, and I'm going to stick it out, like it or not. Maybe I don't like the things that happen, and maybe I don't disagree with everything. I have nothing to do with anything. But it has to do that I don't have any doubt in my mind. This is where I belong. This is what I'm supposed to be. And this is the kind of work that I need to be doing. You got to be sure of your calling and your election. Because the truth, you cannot change it. You cannot make it. Either you have the truth or either you don't. See, like Adam, and at first, at the beginning, Adam's wife, she was put to a test. See? To see if they're going to believe the word or not. But what happened? She doubted. And what happened? She left the word. Because before you can doubt, you have to leave the word before you can even accept the lie. And after that was what? Death. So this is serious. This is not something that, you know, hey, I'm going to join this and let's see what happens. No. We cannot doubt. Brother Van said, if you have a doubt, it's a sin. Don't do it. Because if you do it with a doubt, it's a sin. Because you have to be sure, completely sure, that what you're doing is from God. I know for sure that this is my place. This is my church. And nothing is going to shake me. Not even the devil will shake me. See? And you have to be sure. And then be faithful. Now, paradox. Brother Brown says, and I think that way today, we have been so misunderstood among the brethren. May the great light, the king light, there is no other light. There is none of our manufacturing lights can manufacture that light. We'll shine out there today. No matter how many ballparks we throw, you cannot see nothing. You have to look right in the face to see any kind of a light at all. The sun puts it all out because it's manifested word of God. And I think when the manifested word of God rises over all our superstitions, see, the word of God, the light is the truth. And when the truth comes, anything else had to what? Amen. Flee. Amen. Your idea, my idea, whoever's idea, whoever thought, because we walk in the truth. See? He says, the word of God rises over all the superstition. They fade away. So that's what I'm saying. Now, if our foundation is the truth, then everything else should fade away. My ideas, my thought, my reasoning, my logic, all that should fade away. So if you and I are looking for truth, then let's leave the rest of the stuff out. And if the light of the gospel is shining on us and give us the understanding and the revelation, everything else has nothing to do with anything. It's fade away. It says, all things, when a manifest world rises over our superstition, they fade away. See, we are wanting to know what is the truth. Because the truth is what's going to set us what? Free. You know the problem, some people still having problem in church and not stable because they are not free. I'm not unstable. I'm very faithful. I'm a good husband. You know? Yes, I can say that I'm a good husband because, you know, I protect my children when they were growing. I safeguard them. I fed them. I work. I was a leader in my family. I'm a leader in my family. Not because I try to be the macho man that whatever I say you do and that's it. No. Because in the scheme of things called by God, given the Holy Ghost, I am a spiritual leader on my home. And I take that seriously. I'm a spiritual leader here and I take that seriously. See? So what I'm saying that we want the truth, and this is the hour that we're living. It is the hour that the sons of God should be rising up. Your man should be in leadership. I'm not talking about leading people around. First, you need to learn how to be led before you can lead. I'm 70. I already know how to be led. See? Maybe you don't have to be that old to be led, but I already learned what I needed to learn. So in my family, in the church, in my community, I don't care how people see me, but this is how I see myself. Because if you don't see yourself as a spiritual leader, how can you even expect somebody see the Word of God living in you? If the Word of God is living, you are what you are. You are God in flesh. You know, I know these things. It just, you know, well, God in flesh. If that's what the purpose of the whole thing is. God came and God is here. God will come. He's here in flesh, in your flesh. So if it's in your flesh, can he say, that said the Lord, when he gets ready to say it? All you have to do is just yield yourself to him. He just wants your body so he can use it and manifest his will and his purpose in these days. Why are we so afraid? I don't know why we... I didn't know that this was going to cause such a thing. I mean, I look at this as being normal. I mean, whatever the word normal means, but for you and different. But I think this is what we should be expecting. I'm coming to church, I'm expecting a change, Brother Dodge. I'm expecting not only just to get a word, but I need a change. A change. It says, First John 1:7, but if we walk in the light, in the truth, but Ron said, walking in the light, the king light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship with one another. See, if we walk in the truth, you have the truth and I have the truth, we will have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. This is what Brother Brown said, return in Jubilee. Now, we find that so many of us in these last days, in our organization of Pentecost, that we have come in and organized ourselves and rejected the leadership of the Holy Spirit by the wisdom of some group of people. See, I'm not here to be led by man. I am here to be led by the Holy Ghost. That requires a man that is full of the Holy Ghost to lead another man that has the Holy Ghost. Because that's how God set it up. I don't need no man to teach me, but the spirit that is in this, in the pastor is the same spirit that is in me. And that spirit will teach my spirit. And I will say amen to the word, not to the man. The word comes out, I say amen to that word. Why? Because it is not the man. It says, and doing so, it says, instead of having fellowship one with another, is divided us and separated us in several different organizations. We're not talking about Catholic or we're talking about message believer. The thunders, the return ministry, the return of the prophet, the cloud, the horse. I mean, there's about 9 tangents. Why we are divided? If we believe the same truth. Well, there must be somebody that is not standing on the truth. I'm not, I don't know who is not, but I know I am. I'm not saying I'm right. I got a few things that are wrong, but as long as God leading me to stand in where I'm standing, I will stand and I will wait on the Lord for anything that I have need. But the problem that we have today is man's own what? Reasoning and logic. Leadership of the Holy Ghost, they are not in their life. And that is kind of sad because some people are still in the pulpit and don't have the leading of the Holy Ghost. That's what you have to be careful. That's what you need to be careful where you go and who is teaching you. Because you don't know if it's pretending or it is the leading of God. But if you have the Holy Ghost, you will know. Because you cannot be deceived. So you will know. The bridge, the seven church ages says, that's the reason the thing is in such a scruple tonight. See, they pick up a little doctrine here. Let's keep all these things out of the house. And they run off here to one side. This is it. Another one pick up another doctrine, run off to this side, and that's what happened to the message. We have pick up a doctrine here, a doctrine there, over there, and then we have just, separated. I thought this message came to unite us. The truth is what unites us. And then you ask these people, tell me what is your revelation. But if you don't believe, but tell me, explain it. They can't even explain it to you. But they said, we cannot explain it. You have to receive it by revelation. And if you don't get it, you are not one of us. What kind of a thing is that one? He said, another one picks up another doctrine, runs up to this side, said, this is it. And another builds a denomination under it until we got hundreds of denominations. But still, in all of it, to see the confusion, the people are wondering, what is the truth? That isn't just the condition today. So that is my plea to you. You need to know what the truth is and follow that. Because they're going to come perilous days, terrible days, and if it is possible, the elect could be what? Deceived. Uncertain sound. Well, you said, well, Brother Branham, them is communists. All right. Let's see what the fifth verse says. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Denying the power of what? The power of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power. See? Going to church, belonging to a denomination. Oh, that's impossible. Forget about denomination in the message. I mean, you came out of the denomination. I came out of the denomination, but some people, the denomination has not come out of them. That's why we had the problem in church. And then sometimes we come from other doctrine that we have in this message to hear, and then we bring that with us. We come out, but we still have some ideas. Because for years and years, they shape us, they mold us, they condition to believe that way, and sometimes we don't even know what the truth is. And then when you hear the truth, they don't believe it. They say, I don't think so. Then you don't see them any longer. Where are they? Because if you have the truth and I have the truth, there should be no. And actually, that's why you unite me together with you. It's the truth that we believe. So having denied the power of going to church and belonging to a denomination, but denying the very existence of the Holy Ghost that is in church. See, going to church and belonging to a denomination. You don't have to belong to a denomination, but if you have another thought that is not word-driven, a thought that isn't your own imagination or my imagination, something that is not the word, that's a denominational thought. If you have any argument with your brother and sister, find out what the argument is about and find out what the truth is, because anything else is denominational thinking. Anything else beside the word of God, the truth, it is denominated in your own reasoning, or my reasoning. Says, and denying the very existence of the Holy Ghost that is in church, making it act and do with the very same things they did at the beginning. Oh my. So how? The denominational curse is I hope you don't get angry with me. Not with me neither. It says, but I hope you get it in the light that I am trying to say it. See? Now notice, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. See, from such, says, what he's saying to the church, turn away from and come out of it. So anything that is not the word of God, just leave it alone. Just don't even argue. Not even discuss it. Because the Holy Ghost is not in that. If that is the truth, the Holy Ghost is not leading. That's my idea. That's not the Holy Ghost leading. And I want the Holy Ghost to lead me. Brother Man said, trying to do good service. He said, don't never start or try an organization. Now, you said, but I don't belong to an organization. Well, if you have doctrinal issues and thought and ideas, you have organized yourself. So we don't believe in organizations, right? We don't believe in denominations. So the only thing that we believe in is in the truth, in the gospel, the word of God. That's all. Anything else, people denominate. What do you think we had the little click in church? They start by what? You know, well, what do you think about this? But what do you think about that? Well, that's denominational thinking. You know, there's two spirits in church. When the bride knows and she understands those two spirits that in the infrastructure of the church, what is it? A denominational spirit and the spirit of the Holy Ghost and the spirit that is the Holy Ghost that leads us and guides us. That's what we fight today. You know what I find? My own ideas all the time about something. You know, sometimes I find myself thinking, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Then I get hold to myself, I say, wait a minute, we're scattering all that. And we do the same thing at church. We have ideas and we think this is right and this is right and let's do this and let's do that. And what is God in all that? If you can tell me, the Lord told me, this is the way we should do it, this is my leading, thus said the Lord, then I believe your word. But if you cannot tell me, thus said the Lord, this is God, then you're not even sure yourself. I'm sure myself. This is the place I belong, thus says the Lord. This is what I'm supposed to do, thus says the Lord. Not even Satan can move me. Because I know where I'm standing, thus says the Lord. And that's my wife, my other better half, thus says the Lord. If you're not sure, don't get married. If you're dating and you cannot say, thus says the Lord provided me, him or her, stay away from it. Because that is you. You have to be sure. You have to be certain. There is no, you know, kind of a left or right negotiation, like a forge factor, you know. You have some room to in case, you know. There's no room here. Either we get it right or we get it wrong. That's the two choices. God is black and white. So listen to me. If you cannot say, that said the Lord, gave me this, then leave it alone. Sometimes things become a curse, like Brother Brian said, than a blessing. Because it's not God in it. It's Son in it. Trying to do God a service, and I'm trying to hurry up. Don't take some new things. Oh, man, people like new things. Women like new things. I'm okay with my old ones. But new things. People want a new revelation. I wonder what this guy's going to bring tonight. I hope I never heard it. Well, if you never heard it, I didn't hear it either. So forget it. I cannot preach on something that I don't know. But people want new things. They come to church and expecting, you know. But I am called to preach what is already been preached. And if that's not new to you, sorry. I'm here to remind you what he says. You heard it? Sorry. That is my call. And if you think that that's not good enough, well then, find something new. I'm sorry. They are flying everywhere. That's why you don't see them. And there will be more than to come. But don't take these new things. The Lord your God has declared to you what is truth. And if you're standing in that truth, that is your foundation. You know, I don't care if I had to hear Jesus love me and sing Jesus love me every Sunday. Well, I don't know, man. We're always doing the same thing. But what do you want? when we start living that we hear, then we can move on. Not that old pastor was preaching the same thing for months and months until somebody said, hey, why don't you have another sermon? Well, when you start living that one, I'll give you the second one. So if you want a new thing, show me that you already got the old one. The Lord your God has vindicated what is true by his word and by his spirit. Not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Spirit and the Spirit. God seek those who worship him in the spirit and what? Truth. Not in ideas, not in doctrines, not in system, in truth. And what is the truth? Pilate asked, what's truth? The word is truth. And he has truly vindicated that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has showed the evening seed to you. He has revealed it to you in the word. He has proven it to you by the Spirit. This message is more than over vindicated. So why do you want something newer than that? But that's where people go. They go out seeking something new, something different. You know? Good luck with that. Try to do God's service with our... says, this is what we need to do. Live humble. Live loving. Love one another. Don't ever get nothing among you. If you have the truth, nothing should come among us. If you see something coming up in your heart against somebody, get it out of there right then. Don't let... Satan will do his best to get among you, see? Don't you let that happen. Some slick-tongued fellow might come along and try to take you away from it. You think they could talk Moses out of the presence of God where he has stood there in this and seen it? See? I know. See? That I received the Holy Ghost. And you ain't going to move me from there. No, I cannot show it to you. I cannot... you know, make you believe it, but I know one thing. I know that he called me. See, it is too late for Satan to come and tell me that I'm wrong, that I don't have the truth. It's too late for that. No, sir. We don't take from it, add to it. Just keep it in the way the Lord said. We don't want no denomination. We don't want no organization. We don't want no malice. We don't want no strife. We want God, and he is the word for the day. So let's take a real consideration what God has said. Let me quickly read this. This one is this position. The members of the virgin bride will love him. And they will have his potentials. His potentials. What is your potential tonight? To become him. That's what I want. For he's their head. See, I don't have no other head. He's my head. All power belongs to him. They are subject to him as the members of his own body are subject to the head. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first shown him by the Father. I know we got to get there. This is not just for Brother Branham. This is not for Brother Jesus. For Jesus, this is for us. We got to get to the point that God is leading us, showing us what we need to do. And the hour's getting too late. What is supposed to happen? Another 20, I don't even know if we have 20 more years. He said, he shows her his word of life. She received it, and that settles it. She never doubts it. If we doubt, then there's something wrong. God chosen place of worship. He says, oh, may God help us to know what is truth. Just to know what's truth, so we can walk in the truth and in light. The thing is this, we want to know what is truth. And that's the only one truth that I know, is the Bible. Now, God is going to judge the world someday. We believe that, and each one of us mortals is going to be brought into the presence for judgment. I have a few notes wrote here, a scripture that I want to refer to you maybe in a minute. All right. And this is, I got one more and then we get done. It says, I got three actually. But the Bible says, when he, He's a personal pronoun. See, when he, the person of the Holy Ghost, come, he will reveal this thing to you that I have told you. Either God is right or he's not right. He will send us the counselor, and he will show me the truth. He will reveal. He will take from Christ, and he will give it into me. So if I have the Holy Ghost, I should be walking in the truth and in the light of this message. Because if I let the Holy Ghost have preeminence in my flesh, then I can be led. Then you see, there's no other way of knowing that. See, without the Holy Ghost, you will not know the truth. And if you say you have the truth, then you have to have the Holy Ghost. But it just don't work that I know, and then you do something else, or we do something else. That tells me you either don't know the truth, or you either don't have the Holy Ghost. Either you want to do what you want to do, and you don't have the word. What is it? According to him, if you have the Holy Ghost, then you follow the truth, and you will know the truth. So why are we having so many differences? Why do we having so many arguments? Why do we are having a strife? Why do we have disagreements? On what? On what? Our own ideas? Because when it comes to the word, it should not be nothing dividing. We should agree with the word, because my Holy Ghost agree with the word. Your Holy Ghost agree with the word. If there are any disagreement, it's not the word. It is you. That you or the other person that has figured out that this is the way it's going to be. Why? You know? Do you know? Said, then you see there's no other way of knowing what is truth. Only by. You cannot get it by culture, by seminary experience. You will only get it by the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's being seen to reveal it. So, it's essential that we have the Holy Ghost. And if we have the Holy Ghost, we speak with the truth. And if we are not, then there's a problem. It's that we are, you know, being disobedient or what? One more or two more. It says, now in 13, howbeit, when the Spirit of the truth comes, he will guide you in all the truth. Not in some truth, in all the truth. So if you have a problem with somebody, find out what the truth, because he will guide you in all the truth. And if you get in the situation that you don't know what it is, the truth or not, then must be something personal. Because God, you know, will show you what the problem is, if it's a word. But if it's our own little carnality, it will be problems. I mean, then when the Spirit of truth comes, it will guide you into all truth. When the Spirit of truth comes, it will guide you into all truth. What is the truth? Well, the word. For he shall speak. He shall not speak of himself, see, the Spirit, but what he hears, he will speak. What he hears, he speak. Other words, he will be the one that will reveal the thing, you see? So, if we have a quarrel, why do we get down on our knees unless God reveals what the problem is? Why do we take it so seriously? Personal. You know, if we are brothers and sisters and we have the truth, let's get down and do some business. Find out, you know, not find out who is right and wrong, find out what the truth is. He says, what guide you into truth says, for he shall not speak of himself, but what he hears, he will speak. What he hears, he will speak. Other words, he will be the one that will reveal the things, you see. Now, if God is revealing the things to me, and God is revealing the same thing to you, where's the disagreement is going to be at? There won't be none. If it is the Holy Spirit revealing to us the truth, then we have to agree. If we don't disagree, then we better find out where the problems. But it's not the Word, it's not the Holy Spirit, it has to be us. It says, the Word of God is sharper than, more powerful than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thought of the mind, the heart, see? What he hears, he will speak, and he will show you the things to come. See, what's going to do that? What's going to do that? The Holy Spirit who will come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you yield yourself to the Holy Ghost, if I yield myself to the Holy Ghost, if we try the best we can to yield ourselves to the Holy Ghost, what's the problem? I think when we come to church, we decide to yield ourselves to Him, to the presence, the Holy Ghost, I think we will be all in one mind and in one accord. If we are not, then what's happened? It is not God. It's not God. I think that things should be happening by now. I'm not trying to push things. I'm not trying to want to see things. I think that we are getting somewhere. This is just about the end of the road. I don't think we have another 40, 50, 60 years. I don't know. Uncertain sound. You can stand because this is my last one. For listen, let's read another verse or two. Just listen. For let's see how certain them kind of people are. See if it is uncertain. For all of this sort are they which creep into homes and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, turning away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, that what is a sad position. Can you see a person that is try and never get it? He come to church, try, I never figure it out what the truth is. That is a sad position to be in. And then they have the struggle, they have the problem. Why? Because they can't get it. And then they're always learning, they know the message back and forward, they know the Bible, but what good is that? They're learning and never getting it. I don't want to be that way. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What is truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. He said, I am the truth. Pilate said, what is the truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what we are serving. We are serving the living God. He's living today. And He's the only God and the only truth that there is. If we are walking in the light, in the truth, we will have fellowship. That means we will have not disagreement. We will have fellowship. You're going to have no fellowship with somebody that you don't like. Unless you do. I don't. I used to not. I mean, will you have fellowship with your enemy? But you keep getting closer, but you don't want fellowship with your enemy, right? Just stay away from all that stuff. But if we are in the truth and walk in the truth, then we shall have fellowship with one another. That don't mean that, you know, you have to be right, I have to be right. No, but we're going to believe what the word says. It says by revelation. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight for your words of encouragement. Father, we want to walk in that light. We want to walk in the truth. We want to be led by the Holy Ghost in every situation. We want to be led like a sheep, Lord, that hear your voice and follow you. Father, we don't want to follow no other ideas. We don't want to follow any doctrines. We don't want to follow any theories. We want to follow your word. And Father, because that is the purpose you have called us. You have called us so we can be God manifested in flesh. And the only manifestation in flesh is the truth. It's the word being manifest in each one of us, Father. And for that we need to, Father, be diligent to walk in the best way we can, line up with your word, line up with you and Father and the Spirit, Father, and in harmony, like God and Jesus the Son was in harmony, no less for us. Harmony means that there's nothing in between. The Father says, and the Son do it. There's no, I don't know why. No. When we are lined up, I mean harmony, things will sound much better. Sometimes we hear a note that it's a discord. Even though it's used and it has its purpose, it don't sound that good. Anyway, Lord, we tonight thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit that comes and reveal to us what it is, the teachings that you want us to have tonight, Father. I know we are going to our homes, retire. I know it's a Wednesday, Father, and I'm sorry if I keep them a little long, but Father, I'm not apologizing for giving them what you have given me and putting my heart to give them, Father. I don't know if everybody needs it. I don't know how much they need. It's not my way to figure out this or that. I just do what you have put in my heart to do. And I faithfully have delivered that. Father, and I just pray that it will be a challenge, not a confusion, because you are not an author of confusion. So I don't think that is what we try to do. We try to challenge the people. We're trying to get them to a point to believe what you said. The word says we are. And that's what we are. We are God in flesh to this age. We are the voice of truth. They want to take the pastors from the pulpit. They want to take the minister from the pulpit. They want to bring a tape recorder. But the tape recorder told me that the voice is in the bride. How are they going to strike that out? The voice for this world, for this day, the truth is in that bride, and the bride will know what to do with it. And it will not, she will keep quiet. But right now, Father, we thank you for your leading. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your life. And thank you, Father, because you are here, presence. Not yesterday, God of yesterday or tomorrow, you are here today. And Father, now we pray that you will lead us and guide us in all good things, Father. Help us, Lord, to yield our members to you completely, Father, so you can use them for your own purpose. Father, we be with Brother Doug, Jennifer, those that are in vacation. Father, give them a good trip, fun, rest, relaxation, Father. And just hope that they don't forget to come back. They had too much fun, but now they won't forget us. We ask you, Father, now for these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you. I appreciate your time.